Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest next station in the nation is out now, outshining any other station. So tell a friend to tell a friend by this station. Keep your ears and eyes open like a wound and stay in tune with
EOTM Radio. Is the hottest net show. All the others move over for EOTM Radio. EOTM Radio is the hottest net show. All the others move.
BJ, say to say, Shante, Grandma G, Run Anthony, Diva Q, BJ, MI, Sub T, do what it do.
EOTM Radio is the hottest net show.
Hey, hey, from Atlanta to Las Vegas, this is Real Talk Live. I'm Carla B.
I'm Gerald Rose.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about good things to come. And I believe it could be, something good has begun. Now I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world as well. And I believe it could be, someday it's going to come. Down on the air, stop, the rise of these trains. Oh, be strange, take this country, come take me home again. Now I've been smiling lately, thinking about the things to come. And I believe it could be, something good has begun. Oh, be strange, sounding loud, died on the beach train. Come on, be strange, it's been train, holy road. Everyone jump upon the beat train. Ooh-ah-ee-ah-ooh-ah. I'm on beat train. Now get your bags together. Go! Bring your good friends too. Cause it's getting nearer. It soon will be with you. Now come and join the lift. You know it's not so far from you. It's getting nearer, and it will all be true. Oh, beat train sounding loud, right on the beat train. Ooh-ah-ee-ah-ooh-ah. Come on, beat train. Beat train. Now I've been crying lately, thinking about the world as it is. Why must he go on hating? Why can't we live a bit? It's out on the edge of dark. There rides a beast chain. A beast chain takes his country. Come take me home again. A beast chain sounding loud. Ride on the beast chain. Ooh-ah-ee-ah-ooh-ah. Come on, be safe. It's insane, holy road. Everyone, jump on the beat train. Ooh-ah-ee-ah-ooh-ah. Come on, come on, come on. It's come on, beat train. Hey, it's the beat train. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, oh, oh.
welcome back to Real Talk Live with Carla B. and Gerald E. Rose. And after that song, Peace Train, I love that song. I simply adore that song. And I think that's kind of right in line with this whole scheme of shows we'll be doing for the next, 16 weeks? What you think about Gerald?
I love that, Carla. First of all, I'm glad that we're back. You know, we're way overdue. You know, it's been a while, but I'm glad that we could put out the real, you know, talk about the real issues. And because the last time we talked, there was stuff going on, but right now there's a lot going on. So I'm glad that we're coming back to talk about the real talk, the real issues going on across this country.
Yeah, across the world, across humanity, you know, it's deep stuff. And I want to put some links out there and information for the people. Definitely you can stream live, www.eotmradio.com. And you can also follow us on Twitter. And my Twitter is EOTMPR. And Gerald's Twitter is Gerald, GERALDROSE, the number one. You can find us both on Twitter. You can also follow the official EOTM Twitter page, and that's EOTM Online. So definitely wanted to put that out there. And then also our guest call-in number is 917-889-7809, 917-889-7809. And this show, y'all, will be dropping every other Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Pacific time and 10 p.m. Eastern time. So we'll do it every other Tuesday, kind of like me and Gerald's other show back in the day, which was Correcting the System of Unequal Justice. And if you would like to maybe check out some of those archives, you can always go to the EOTMradio.com page and check those out. Or you can actually go to iTunes, type in EOTM Radio, and then you'll see about 600 episodes that we've done the past, since 2007. So there's a lot out there. And Gerald, I want to start off with you. You know, I have a lot to say, and I know that a lot of people that listen to my different radio shows, they've been waiting for me to say some stuff. So I definitely plan on sharing a little bit tonight. But you are the man that's in the streets all the time across the country. You're kind of the voice on the streets today. So I want you to go ahead and open up, you know, discuss what it is you want to discuss tonight. And I already know what that is, so I'll let you have it.
Wow, Carla, this is the last time we did our show many years ago. We have went to a higher level. You know, and like I said, because of social media that's taking place has been stronger, a lot of corruption has been exposed. You know, we continue to talk about school bullying, of course, the problem of racial profiling. We start also talk about economics. It's very important that we start directing our money in our own community as well. That's how we're going to be more effective in our community. You know, that's very, very important. You know, and we also speaking about unity. You know, there's a lot of organizations doing the same work, but we're not working together. So when I do travel across this country, I really kind of focus on our own people, you know, when it's called the word unity and unite. You know, I had a chance to go to New Orleans about a month ago, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Jackson, Mississippi. I hit like four cities like in like three nights. And when I went to New Orleans, you know, and what I do, I go to the heart of the projects. And this one guy told me, you know what, sir, I really don't know you, but I don't even talk to strangers in my own city, but it's something about you, the message that you're trying to bring to our community, I do understand. What you did was very encouraging because, again, I might be living the wrong way, but I applaud you, you know, and I told him the first thing is that, look, you come from a community like me, you look like me, I'm not afraid of you. You know, and it's just what kind of example are you setting if we out here killing each other and then we talk about what the enemy doing to us, but we're not loving one another. So what my organization has been doing is trying to love ourselves first before we can go out there into the battle, because there's a lot of stuff that's going on, you know, but just the fact that we need to unite as a people first.
Yeah, Right. I definitely agree. And I not only agree about that, I agree. I believe that we need to start also loving ourselves before we can even love, you know, someone else. And there's not a lot of self-love in these types of communities. It's kind of self-hate. So, it's, you know, I love what it is that you're preaching and you're sharing with the people. I want to know, what are they saying? You know, I mean, what kind of feedback are you getting? Are you?
I get good feedback,
I mean,
to be honest.
The most part. Yeah.
At first, you know, because they look at me like I'm crazy, because I would talk to a stranger in a minute. You know, I when I went to Alabama, we had a New Order Fun Day in Anniston, Alabama. We went to the heart of the projects. About a week ago, a young man got murdered there, and I said, let's go. So we went over there, you know, went into the community or whatever, and just started talking to these young men. Even during the time I was talking to them, there was a drug deal going down during this time, you know. But again, I did not walk away, you know, and I was like, okay, how can, again, what kind of example are you setting for our future? You know, the young man was doing this right in front of his son, Carla, you know,
wow.
A drug deal, you know. And I told him, look, this stuff has to stop. And then what I did during the conversation with the young man, I asked him, you know, his son, I said, what you want to be when you grow up? He said, a police officer. He said that right in front of his dad. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Because I know these days a lot of people are having is against, you know, what's going on with law enforcement. But all police are not bad. Let me just clear it up. We just have some bad apples. We need police,
right.
You know, it's just the fact that the bad ones are making the good ones look bad right now. That's what everybody's saying.
Yeah.
But me personally, you know, I meet with the chief of police all the time. I have an open door policy across this country, you know, when things like this go down. But for some reason, in our community, they're very impatient right now and don't like the police. That's the wrong attitude. But the ones that's making the bad decisions, they do need to be off the streets.
Right. Hey, I think all that goes both ways. Really quick, Gerald, I want to just take a little bit of time right now just to show our support and appreciation, first of all, to the people that are listening and calling in. I did like a mass like text a little bit ago to some people that are close to me, and I see them calling in. So I just want to say thank you for dialing in. I don't know if you're dialing in to just listen or you're dialing in to speak, but if you're dialing in through the 917-889-7809 number and you hadn't already told me that you're just listening in, beware, because I might just bring you out on air with us. So just keep that in mind, that you might be pulled on air. Again, for those that are streaming live from our different blog sites, just want you to know that you can also go directly to EOTMradio.com. Again, that's EOTMradio.com. Now, Gerald, a couple things I was noticing today on your Facebook page. And I noticed that you are really just doing stuff in the streets, going to schools. You're really trying to start this big mentoring project with the youth. And I want to know how that's going.
Going great. But let me clear it up. It's not I, it's we. I have a staff, Carla. It's just unbelievable. I have staff that works all the way in Delaware, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Leeds, Alabama, Toledo, Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, you know. So, again, they might not all be here physically, but they're here spiritually. Of course, I have people that work here locally, you know. So it's just amazing how God has brought us together. I only have 13 staff members, but they do the work. I have some brilliant people. Like I said, since the last time we were doing the show, my organization has upgraded. So I always say it's not I, it's we, you know.
Yeah.
So it's going great. You know, we're still in partnership with the Atlanta Braves. You know, we have a great youth and outreach department. We don't just go on the holidays to feed our people. Our youth and outreach department is in the streets every weekend doing the work. It's amazing. You know, I get speaking engagements across this country. you know, and things like that. So that's why I use social media. I don't use it for that other mess. I use it for social networking. And I think that's
right,
what we
right.
all use, need to use it for, because it's a great tool. But when I see people use it for negativity, or you got people showing videos that they're fighting and things like that, I would delete you. I don't want to see that mess, especially not right now. I am too focused. Everyone needs to be focused on what's ahead of them. You can see what's going on in D.C., you know, as far as the things that's going on. Look what just happened in Charlottesville, Virginia, and it's going to get worse. One of the guys.
Let me say.
Go ahead. Let me just say this one thing right quick, if you mind, Carla.
Okay.
One of the guys that committed a hate crime in Charlottesville, North Carolina, drove all, he's a resident of Marietta, Georgia. When I found out about it, I went straight down to the police department here locally and said, anything you can do, please get this man off the streets. Don't you know, after I made that visit to the police department, now this did happen in a different jurisdiction, it happened in Virginia. The chief of police said, Mr. Rose, I'll assure you that we could put pressure on this end. Within a couple of days later, there was a warrant out for his arrest. So that was doing the work, and I applaud everyone needs to do the work, not just sitting around. But go ahead, Carla.
No, I mean, I definitely understand where you're coming from, and there's some truth to all that. But I just want to put out there really quickly to the people that we know what we see in the news today, and if you watch mainstream news, there's a lot. If all you see is the hate, that's all you see.
Right.
I just want the listeners to know that there's more than that going on across the country, across the world. It's mainstream media. It's a lot of propaganda. Of course, there are these things happening, but that's not the only thing happening across this world. All these billions of people, you know, it's not just the bad. There's some good, too, and that's what I want to definitely talk about a little bit. I want to go ahead really quick, since we do have some callers. There may be some new order human rights organization supporters. So let's see. I don't really have time or the manpower right now to actually screen you. So what I'm going to do is, just to give you a heads up, the last four digits of your phone number is 5514. Looks like you've been on hold for about 7 minutes. We're going to open you up live here on Real Talk Live with Carla B. and Gerald E. Rose. Welcome to the show. All right. If we unmute you, just be mindful of like background noise. But you are live. Are you trying to speak or no? All right.
Sound like the phone is breaking up. Caller, we can barely hear you.
All right. When you need to hit me, just hit me. I'm rolling.
I don't know, Carla. We're hearing.
Yeah, it sounds like you're kind of like underwater, garbling.
Right.
Not sure what kind of phone you're calling from. If you got us on speaker, you might want to take us off speaker, because that could definitely do it. If you are streaming like
are
live in front of your computer.
You're not talking to me.
Yeah, we're talking
to you.
Peter Brown,
I'm so sorry. I apologize. I have three different lines at one time. I'm ever busy. I so apologize. How you all doing this evening?
All right. How you doing, Pete?
Doing good. Doing good. Just called to check in. Thank you for the opportunity for New Order to present themselves to the greater community. It's not I, but we. Premier new human rights organization coming up on the scene, here to serve the people. We're not here to gain fame and riches to ourselves, but certainly to be of service to the people and to pursue and ensue systems and ways and means that lead to permanent change. But we're only as strong as the constituency pays attention and is willing to do their part. So change is on the horizon, and we definitely need to be the part of that change. So the change needs to be you, and you need to be involved.
I appreciate that, Brother Pete. Carla, matter of fact, Carla is my co-host, Pete. I don't know, we did this show many years. She's calling from Las Vegas. Of course, I'm here in Atlanta. And Carla, this is my senior advisor for the organization. So I'm very smart, Ren, originally from Chicago. He'd been in New Order for maybe I know well over like 15 years. And there was an issue that happened with his son alone. So it hit home, and we've been dealing with an issue here locally, here in Atlanta at a gas station called Texaco, that we did address. And there has been a solution, because we're in this business for a solution, Carla, not just to be seen. So
yeah.
It's all about getting results. That's why a lot of these organizations get frustrated, you know, because they think they're just out here just saying something, but they're not completing the job. And I think it's very important in 2017, it's time to complete the job if you get involved in something. So thank you, Pete, for calling in. Any encouraging words you want to give to our listeners tonight? Anything else?
Sir, I'm just going to reiterate what I was saying at first, that we need to be the change. We see what's on the horizon. We see what's going on in this country. I'm not going to get too heavily involved into your indigenous status and who you are and your ethnicity, knowing your nationality and the relevance of that. But if you're in tune with that, certainly that is at the top of the list of importance. And we as a people need to definitely be striving to be industrious. We should know by now we are indigenous, but we definitely need to be industrious. If we consume it, we need to manufacture it. We need to transport it and package it. We need to retail it and wholesale it, and we need to buy it. We need to give each other second, third, fourth, and fifth chances when it comes to economics and commerce, and realize that the world is our playground for us to do economics. We should do capitalism with everyone else in cooperative economics with each other. All right, family, power up, peace and love.
That's powerful.
Thanks,
Carla,
for that. Yeah, it is powerful. I want to add something to that. I definitely appreciate your senior advisor and his thoughts. One thing that, you know, I'm black, as most of you know, and you know, I'm not about the separation. You know, I believe that, you know, we can all get this thing right, but it's going to take unity. And it's not unity of one class, it's unity of everyone, because we're one. And I think that when we constantly talk about the, you know, just being together, us, you know, a particular, you know, race, that's not really doing anything. We're doing the same thing that, you know, that the news is doing. They're, you know, create more separation. But hold tight, I want to go ahead and bring another person on air, and
before you do that, can I just make another statement? I'm not trying to separate, but I'm being hard on my folk, because you got to clean house first. The Bible says judgment begins at the house of faith, and if judgment begins at the house of faith, where should the sinner and the ungodly appear? It says the husbandman must be first partaker of the fruit. So I'm dealing with those closest to me, telling them, get your act together. We can't deal with all the stuff that's going on externally if we're not cleaning up the house internally.
Right.
So the house internally, we need to be individually and collectively responsible ourselves. So the police are killing us. The system is on us. The food is not good for us. Well, look at the damage that we do amongst ourselves, to ourselves and to each other. So we need to get this house together first. Clean this house up. Then we can go outside and start talking to the neighbor about his weed. But look at yours. Yours is like a forest. Get your yard together first. Then you and the neighbor can get together and work on his.
Yes, sir. More power to you. I definitely look forward to hearing more. I'm hearing more from you. I do. I want to get your take on a lot of things, especially the food, because I'm the number one advocate of, you know, stop eating certain types of food because it's weaponized. But I'm just going to put you on mute for a second, Pete, but we may come back to you, so definitely hold tight. I want to go bring somebody on the line. 7359 is your last four digits of your Social Security number. I'm just kidding. and you
Hi,
are
Carla.
You're live. Hey, who am I speaking with?
This is Solomon Carter. I own Stunners Magazine, and
yes,
Exotics Magazine, and the Ink Magazine. And I want to put my little two cents in here on what the last caller was talking about cleaning up your own house. And I have just recently started having a very great relationship with my youngest daughter. And it's a conversation that I just had with her tonight. And I told her about her lineage. And I told her about a lot of things that I wasn't able to talk to her about when she was younger because of you know, different reasons, miscommunications and all kinds of other things, you know, that weren't in either one of our control. But I do have a chance now to do it. She's 21 years old now, you know. She just started a new job today, and she's doing a lot of things, not necessarily the wrong way, but with the society that we live in, not politically correct or down the line with playing the game, quote unquote, the game of life that we need to all play in order to get what we need to get out of the life that we're trying to pursue. And she's learning a lot from me now. And I made the statement to her, I apologize that I wasn't able to teach you these things when you were younger. You know, and she's told me, she says, Daddy, I understand. And I love you, and I appreciate you for teaching me it now. Let's move on. And she was so mature for saying that, you know, and I thought that was a great thing. You know, I told her that, you know, she's a hunter by lineage. Mm-hmm. You know, my great-grandparents, my great-great-grandparents, that's how they got the land that they got down in Arkansas and down south, you know, and other places, you know. You're a hunter. You're a wolf. You're not a sheep, you know. And she got very charged up about that, as she should have. You know, it's the things that our parents teach us and the lessons that they instill in us that last, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that's where it starts.
Yeah, I agree, and that's a powerful story, and I appreciate you sharing that to Pete's, to his statement. I also want you to share, because my whole spin on this Real Talk Live with Carla B and Gerald Rose is about the awakening that's happening across the country, across the world. And I know just from talking to you that you're kind of on a spiritual path also. I've known you for a number of years, probably half of my life.
I've known you since you were 9 years old, Carla. You know that.
Yeah. So I know your growth. So I want you to share with our listeners, and he's lying about the 9 year old thing. I'm kidding.
No, I'm not. He knows I'm not. We're going to move on from that, though. Go ahead.
So I want to. Yeah, we got a comedy show going on, but seriously, my whole spin is about, you know, the awakening. I feel that there are a lot of us that are awakening and realizing that there is something more to who we are, and that humanity as a whole has the ability to completely transform itself. So if we're constantly talking about all the negative and not touching on the goodness, you know, what kind of world will we have? So briefly, Mr. Carter, if you could share like your spiritual awakening transformation that you've been experiencing the past couple years.
Well, I tell you, one thing that I can bring up that I have a connection with, actually, with something that's going on right now. I know the ex-San Francisco 49er quarterback, Colin Kaepernick, and through various text messaging and talking with him, he's in a place where he's good, you know, quote unquote, he's good with himself and his decisions that he's made in his life. And it makes me think about my life, the decisions that I've made, none of them on the scale that he has. You know, he is in a completely different and bigger type of spotlight than I am. He, you know, even owning the magazines and everything, I mean, I'm nowhere near his level. But I know this man, and I met him, and I'm inspired by him and his level of commitment to his beliefs. You know, he is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. He is one of at least the top 64 quarterbacks in the NFL, and this man cannot get a job. Why? Why can't this man get a job? Because of the things that are going on politically and racially in our society. You know, it speaks to to a lot of different levels of, you know, other people's, you know, where they are with their lives, you know, that I have control over these situations, you know. So it makes me think about, you know, like I said, it makes me think about me and where I am and what my level of commitment is to my family, to my children,
right,
to my work, you know. We all need to be committed to what we believe in on
right,
a level
right.
where we are able to stand up in front of other people and not be ashamed of what we believe in, as he was not ashamed, and he is still not ashamed, you know,
right.
whatever that level is, you know, whatever you're into, whatever your spirituality is, whatever you feel passionate about, things like that. Be strong enough to stand up for it.
Right,
you know,
I agree.
That speaks
I agree.
To your character.
Yeah. Since you are an entrepreneur, and EOTM is all about entrepreneurship. After all, the acronym stands for Entrepreneurs on the Move. I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't give you a platform to promote your website. And if you have any kind of like Twitter you want to share, I'll give you the stage for that right now.
All right. Well, my website is stunnersmag.com. We just had a we got booked to do the first ever urban magazine to be booked to go to South Africa, the motherland, to do exclusive shoots. We did that last year, and the magazine just came out earlier this year, and it's doing very well. I have a lot of things on deck, you know. I'm from Chicago, as are you. Doing a special Chicago Cubs edition, the Ladies of Chicago. So, you know, go get that magazine. It's coming out, okay?
Thanks, Solomon. Thanks for calling in,
Thank
checking
you.
In, always supporting what we do here on EOTMradio.com. Appreciate you, and you could definitely continue on listening, okay? I want
yes,
to
ma'am.
Book the phone line.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Thanks so much. Gerald, we may have some other folks calling from Atlanta, but I guess it would be only fair to go to maybe one of your calls and then go to one of mine because we got them just blazing.
Well, Carla, you know what, Carla, you might as well get used to this because once word get out, the phone line is going to be flooded. I'm just going to let you know.
Yeah, that's how it always
is. This
is
just the first show, so.
Yes, sir. And it's an intro show, so we're just getting it out, y'all. It's been a minute. I've taken a hiatus of sorts from the whole platform of radio, but I'm back with a kind of a different spin. But let's go ahead and open up the phone lines. The last four digits of your Social Security number is 5514, and you are live. I think. Let's see. You're live. Last four digits of your phone number is 5514. You're live with Real Talk Live with Carla B. and Gerald Rose. Who's on the line? All right. Well, maybe they're just wanting to listen. And that's fine.
Can't
too,
be,
so I'll go ahead
now
and...
you can't. If you're going to call it, you can't. This is not the show to be shy. Ain't it right, Carla? If you go call
right.
in, you go call
exactly.
in.
If you're going to call in, you're going to call in. The next caller,
that's right.
Hopefully I'm not putting you on the four digits of your Social Security number, is 7773. Again, the last four digits of your phone number is 7773. And you're live with Real Talk Live with Carla B. and Gerald, who are we speaking with?
Hi, my name is Shonda Sims, calling out of Atlanta, Georgia, also with New Order.
Okay.
We just
okay,
flooding
well,
the lines, Carla. We just, they, how you doing, Shonda? What's going on?
I'm doing fine. I was driving, but I pulled over to call in. You guys were more important. I can wait five extra minutes.
So what you got on your mind tonight, Shonda? First of all, Carla, Shonda, wow, she's only been in the group maybe about 2 weeks, maybe about close to 3 weeks. She's
okay.
my homegirl from Toledo, Ohio, and she witnessed when we did our trip to Alabama. We did New Order Fun Day. you know, and now she's going to be concentrating on our education department within the organization. She's going to have her first debut report scheduled for September 8th. So I'm very excited about that. So I just want to give a little background about Shonda. So Shonda, what you got for our listeners tonight?
Well, I heard you and Carla discussing about the food and some positive things, and I wanted to switch the conversation and speak on the food, like the GMO, the processed food, the fluoride in the water. Carla is also right. We should speak on the goodness of things. My spiritual awakening is once I became pro-black, not racist, anti-white, but pro-black, meaning I put my race first. I was a black person before I was a Christian or a Muslim. I was born with my skin black. But also I wanted to talk on the goodness of the spiritual awakening, my process. I went from a lady to a woman to a queen. I also view my men as king now, not just the guys, the homeboys, the N-word. Words have power. Words cast spells. You know, once you call yourself a queen and call your brothers kings as well, we follow suit and we act as such. So that's one thing, you know, being awakened and woke is you learn different words and you really live those words. You don't just practice them and say them. You try to live them. My main target in the group will be like single moms or teenagers or people in their early 20s here in Georgia. It'll be about 10,000 people homeless just out in the streets before this month is up. So I'm really focusing and concentrating on speaking and mentoring and talking and relating and getting to know single moms, 20 years old, teenagers, because they are a victim of human trafficking here, and it's to the severity. Like Mr. Rose said, we're from Ohio. We only have one county. Here in Georgia, you guys have 130 counties. So I'm looking at things on a grander scale, and it's just heartbreaking. You know, it's heartbreaking. So I feel called and led by God. This is my duty, not only my passion, but my duty, you know, to help people, help our people, because, no, we're not racist, but our people seem to be the most in need. That's from healthcare screenings to legal representation.
I think that in the black community, one thing that you need to do is stop pointing the fingers and blaming. I mean, you have to take responsibility for your life. You can't go point the finger. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, because this is just an intro show, so you can save a lot of that for the next show, and I definitely welcome you to call in. But we only have like 21 more minutes, so if you can just ground up what you're saying, and then we'll go to the next caller.
Okay, see, that's the thing. I have 1,000 things to say. Okay, world, you're right, and I totally agree with you. Myself, personally, what I'll be doing to give back instead of pointing the finger, like Gerald said, not I, but we really get out here and do the work. So instead of me just talking and finding statistics and posting them, I'm going to get out here and help my sister. I'm going to get out here and take her to a job interview. I'm going to take her to the Department of Human Services where she can get free medical. I'm going to research and find school in her area, shelter, clothing. So it's all about doing the work, you know. We can talk till we all blue in the face, but it's about active, and we very active. We're out here in the field. So that's just the thing. More. Go ahead. Hello?
Go ahead, Gerald.
Yeah, well, Shonda, I really appreciate you for calling in. And like I said, Carla, that's the mentality that this organization have. We're so passionate.
I know.
It would take longer than an hour. If each New Order person could call in here, the whole show would be covered. So that's the passion, you know, that we have. So, Shonda, thanks for calling in. I'm waiting. I can't wait. I'm so excited about September 8th. your first debut project, and not I, but we, but you be safe out there too as well, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you, and nice speaking
right.
with you, Carla. Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Thank
Enjoy
you.
Your night.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Thank you. You know, Gerald, one of the reasons why I wanted to do a show with you is because
uh-huh.
we can, you know, we agree on a lot of things, but, you know, there is a divide, if you will.
Right.
You know, but hey, it's, you know, it is what it is. And I appreciate
right.
your thoughts and belief, and I know you
mm-hmm.
do mine as well.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah. Like I said, we're going to learn to agree to disagree. It's just the fact that we know what New Order is doing. We're not trying to separate. We're trying to work on our own community first right now.
Right.
That's what Pete called in, what Shonda is saying.
Yeah.
Because if we work on ourselves, get ourselves together, oh, man, it would be lovely. Because right now we don't even unite among our own self right now, Carla. That's why we're passionate. So we're not trying to separate. Yeah. We're trying to get ourselves together. And that's what the couple
right.
of callers was about. Yes.
Yeah. I get it. I definitely get it.
Right.
It's a quote that I resonate with, and it's from a book I read, a series of books called The Law of One. But the quote is, for those who are awake, the universe is one. I so believe we're one. There's no separation. I know that there is, you know, colors, but
mm-hmm.
we are truly all one. And I think that when the world, you know, when everyone really understands that and know that I don't want to get deep into things like that, but I sincerely
mm-hmm.
believe that, you know, the universe is one. I want to go to the phone line because I think I see my baby sister who is calling in
okay.
to support me, and I haven't really talked to
okay.
her in a minute. I just want to
All
show
right.
her, you know, my appreciation.
Of course, of course.
Yeah, sweet Sassy T, you're live on World Talk with Carla and Gerald. Thanks for calling in.
You know, that's no problem.
Yeah.
How y'all doing this evening?
Oh, we're doing. We're blessed tonight.
Good.
Thanks for calling in.
Good. Yeah,
of
thanks
course.
For calling in. I wanted to, I don't know if you heard the intro on what the show is about. You're familiar with Gerald Rose. You know his organization, New Order Human Rights. And then you know my journey the past, like, 5 years. So you know what I'm about. So, you know, I felt I needed to do this show, this aspect of the show, my perspective on what's going on in the world. And I believe that those who are awakening, they're really realizing that there's something more to who we are, and that humanity as a whole has the ability to completely transform itself. I believe it's not readily apparent to most, but it's very clearly there. It's subtle and yet obvious at the same time. I believe that knowledge of this change or shift in consciousness is experiential. It appears in the form of social trends, social media, and changes. But once someone crosses that threshold of awakening, they're already living in that new reality, if you will. So to what degree it affects their lifestyle will, of course, vary from person to person. But I believe that change they will. And as will the lives they in turn affect. And so it unfolds, you know, and that's what this show is going to be about, just talking about that transformation with humanity. And then, of course, Gerald, he's out on the streets. He's seeing things. And I think at the end of this series, we're going to come together and we're going to see that there's no separation, that we are all one, you know, and that love is what's going to get this peace train moving the way we want it to move. So that's my spiel, and I'm sticking with it.
Well, Carla, I'm not mad.
You
want to
share
you.
Something on that? Uh-huh.
Well, of course, we all want that. We all want to have peace, you know, but it just, you know, like the lady who was just speaking earlier, you know, people need to do stuff about it instead of just talking about it. But the one
right.
when we do talk about it, it just seems like it's getting worse, especially with these, you know, polices. It's just like the history just repeating itself, period. Like when Martin Luther King died for, Malcolm X died for, and it's just crazy because when you look at history, like in school, of things like this you learn, and then you – some people be like, "Ooh, I'm glad I wasn't born back in those days." back in those days, but now it's happening again. And of course we want peace, you know,
yeah.
And that's, and for you to want peace, and that's good that you believe in what you want to do in life, and I wouldn't have much respect for you when you even pass away knowing that my sister wanted peace and she followed something positive that you believed
mm-hmm.
in, because that's what we need, more people like that, more positive.
Yeah.
You know, we got so many negative people in the world, more than positive people. It's so sad. So we have to do a lot of praying, and you know, more than one person who pray and things will happen. We need to have more people to really pray.
I don't
and
think
really
that there's,
because people can pray, but do you mean
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Do you believe? Do you have faith? That's the problem.
Yeah, I want to say one thing really quick to what you said, and then I'll let you close it up so we can. I'm going because we got 13 minutes left. But you said that there's more negative people than positive. That's a lie. It's not. It's just
you
that
said that's a lie.
On the news. Yeah, that's a lie. I don't believe that I'm living in a reality where there's more negative than positive. I believe that a lot, like the stations, the radio stations, the TV stations that we watch, that's what's being put out there. But if you go out and across, not just in the United States, but across the world, you see that people love people. They do. I just want to say that.
Well, personally, you think it's not a lie, and I'm not really quoting on TV. I'm going by what I see in reality, and that's why prayers come in at.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like it's a lie. I feel like
that's
why you doing this show now to bring more people to feel the way you feel. So it's not about the TV.
Yeah.
It's about what I see in the world, period.
Yeah, I get it. You want to add something to that, Gerald?
Well, actually, I thank you for calling in. Now I see, Carla, where you get your drive from.
that's my name.
Okay, all right. So y'all really from Chicago, correct, Carla?
Correct. But it ain't where it's not where you're from. It's where you're at. So hey, I'm
that's
on the
true.
West Coast.
That's true. Now I know where I'm at now, but I ain't gonna forget where I came from. You know where I got started from. You know, I have to, too many people get out there and forget where they came from or whatever. So I always give Toledo, Ohio, the much respect where I came from.
Exactly.
You know, because it starts from the Reverend Floyd Rose, my dad, who put something in me at a young age, you know, to get involved, you know. So now I'm carrying his legacy. Now I'm hoping that either my grandkids or my son or daughter will pick up the torch eventually, because I'm getting old.
Yeah.
You know, I'm getting old, so that's why, you know, I get calls from my hometown as we speak every day. I don't even live in Toledo right now that needs some help, you know. So there's a lot going on. But thanks for calling in,
Teresa.
I'm excited about us. I'm just excited about this show.
Yeah, me too. And I'm go ahead, Sweet Tea. You got 30 seconds.
Y'all do this every Tuesday?
Every other Tuesday at 7 p.m.
I had to push Carla back into this, by the way, baby sis.
Yeah,
I kept inboxing. I said, when we go, and I have a busy schedule. I have other radio shows that I do as well. But for some reason, this platform right here, I was very touched about it. I hate that it kind of temporarily went down. We're back, so I kept hitting Carla every two or three months, like, let's do this. And when she said, let's do this, I was excited. Now we're back.
Yeah,
that
was the reason for
that's
it.
What's up?
Thanks for supporting me,
I mean,
always.
You must have said something right, because I'm just shocking them, Paul.
I'm very aggressive. That's all it is.
Yeah. No, it was just that it was time for my message, too. Hold tight, Sweetie. I'm gonna put you on mute and go to the to a different caller. Thanks for calling in, Sweetie. I appreciate you.
No.
I want to bring on an old friend. He was, I think this guy right here did my first radio promo. This is Perron from New York.
Ron Anthony.
You are.
Oh, okay.
No, not Perron. Not Ron.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What's up? It's been a minute.
Hello?
Hey, what's up? You're live on Real Talk. Yeah, we hear you. Can you hear us?
You can hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We can hear you. We can hear you.
What's up, Carla? What's going on?
Hey, it's been a minute, sir.
Yeah,
it's been a long time.
Yes. I want to say shout out to the whole EOTM. Just so y'all know, my name is Faron Chisholm. I'm a filmmaker. I'm out of New York City. I'm calling in right now to support my girl Carla and all the people that, you know, I want to say congratulations to you and everybody that's online right now, that, you know, doing y'all thing, you know what I'm saying? I'm over here. If you can go to my Facebook page. My Facebook page says Faron EOTM Chisholm.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. What's up, Carla? Yo, you doing your thing, girl. You know what I'm saying? You know, I watched your evolution over the last 10, 12 years or something like that?
Yeah.
2005 or something like that, 2006.
Yeah, it was.
You had your first.
Yeah.
And to see where you at now, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we all have evolved, which is a good thing, you know what I'm saying? So I'm always keep that EOTM on my name. People always ask me, what is that? They be saying EOTM. I'm like, nah, you don't understand. They think that's my middle name. They say, your middle name is EOTM.
Yeah.
I be like, nah, that's my friend out in California, you know what I'm saying? She do her thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so, you know, sweet tea, you know, everybody.
Yeah.
I'm trying, you know.
Yeah.
I'm doing my thing, you know.
We see you.
I represent EOTM all day. You know that. You already
right.
know.
Yeah. Share
your
pages. You mentioned your Facebook. Go ahead and get that link out and on your Twitter. And then I know that you're working on a lot of projects right now. I see you. You know, you're indie filmmaker. You're out there doing it, and you always have been. You got that drive.
I
got to
keep my
EOTM. Yeah.
Yeah, I started off doing music, you know that, you know what I'm saying? And then I just evolved into filmmaking. So, you know, I have a mini series that I produced, you know what I'm saying? Part one is on YouTube right now. It's called Racona Park, you know what I'm saying? We're working on part two right now. Last year we won 2 awards at the Mount Vernon Film Festival, you know what I'm saying? Best short and best director. You know, just doing what I do, writing my scripts and just trying to be the best person I could be and represent EOTM the right way, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Ron Anthony and everybody on, you know, your evolution over the last 10 years has inspired me. So that's why I got to keep that EOTM
on my
middle name, you know what I'm saying? You can hit me up for Ron EOTM Chisholm. If you want, go on the group page. I'm on there, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm kind of busy, so you may not hear from me as much, but I'm still a supporter and a follower of Entrepreneurs on the Move, you know what I'm saying, all day, every day, you know what I'm saying, award show, everything, you know what I'm saying, I'm dying to get out there where you at, you know what I'm saying, and so we can link up and do some real business, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm definitely looking
forward to
that as well.
Yeah, and it's I've kind of like changed things a bit with how I want EOTM to go. I still have made love for entrepreneurs. Of course, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm always going to be an entrepreneur, but I'm taking a different road now, and it's going to come out slowly on this show with some things that I'm going to be sharing, and I'm really excited about it. I actually believe that this show right here and the shows that come after it is going to be kind of like my legacy. We thought EOTM Awards was something really good and amazing, and it was. But, I think just this journey I'm on right now, what I want to share with humanity, I think it's meant for me to share. So I hope that you continue to listen to us whenever you can.
If I could say something as well, Carla, thank you for calling in. And I'm all about networking with other people across this country. And any information that I could read what you're doing in the community, because we could do these shows all night. But if we're not networking, see how I can help you or you can help me or whatever, we're not going to progress as a race, sir. So I really want to see what you got going on. And I travel, you know, and I will give you some information, whatever, because believe me, I will be coming to your area because this is what I do, you know. So I don't know where you calling from.
I'm calling from NYC, yo, man.
New York, okay. All right, so all right, so thanks for calling in and get the word out, man, because this is something I'm glad that people are calling across this country, calling into this show, because that's how we all need to work together. That's why we become powerful, man. And that's real talk, you know. So I'm excited. Thank you again.
Yes, man. Yeah, I'm definitely, you know, anybody that's working with Carla, I definitely know already that your character is where it's supposed to be. Because I know you dealt with Carla for a long time. I dealt with Carla for over 10 years. So she's always been an upstanding person, always had the highest moral character all the time, her and her family, you know what I'm saying, her sisters and everybody. So definitely, you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to just call in and just show my support, you know what I'm saying? I don't get a chance to do it a lot because I'm busy, she's busy, but like I said, I'm going to always keep that EOTM as my middle name. People always ask me, what is that? What is that?
Right.
You know, I ain't never taking that down because I'm part of the EOTM family and I support whatever y'all are doing. So any direction Carla want to go in, you already know, Carla. You know what it is already. It ain't even an issue.
Thanks for that.
It ain't even a question. You know what I'm saying? Anything I could do, whatever I could do within my power. I got my own film equipment now. You know what I'm saying? I'm writing my scripts. I'm producing. I still got the studio. I'm engineering. You know what I'm saying? Producing stuff like that. We got our radio show over there, Gorilla Grooves Radio. So everyone's evolving over the, you know, and that's just a beautiful thing.
It's beautiful to see
the evolution, you know? Everyone's evolving.
Yeah.
And I love it. How's she doing?
I'm excited. She's doing really good. She's doing really good. She's in California doing her thing. And she's still on Facebook. Eat Inbox her. I'm sure she would appreciate that.
Oh, definitely.
Thanks so much, Ron. Thanks so much for calling in. I'll talk to you soon. Yeah, I know.
Appreciate that, bro.
I know. Yes, sir.
Stay in contact. Like I said, you could. I'll inbox.
Oh yeah.
I'll send a post to your page. That way they can know who I am and we can connect. You know what I'm saying?
I've already put one to my page. So, Gerald, you can also see that I linked his name on my Facebook. So,
check it out.
I want to bring on someone that's been on hold for a very long time. The last four digits of their social security number. I'm just kidding. The last four digits of their phone number is 1618. I don't know. I'm just being funny tonight. So 1618, you're live. Who are you?
Hello. My name is John Drummond. I'm Chief of Staff of New Order National Human Rights Organization. How are you, Carla? Long-time listener. I'm glad you're back.
Yes, sir. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
What's good with you? What are you doing with the New Order?
Oh, well, I'm awakening as well, Carla. I love your platform and what you want to bring to the table. I believe that, like you said, across America, there is an awakening. But my two cents on that is, as with all awakenings, when we get up in the morning, others don't get up with us. You know, we all have our separate times for this awakening that we all have to go through. And once we awaken, and once we're awakened, we're not 100% conscious. It takes time to focus into that awakening. So your dream and your desire and your vision of a universe where there is 100% unity, although not here and not prevalent right now, this very minute, it can happen. But there are things that have to transpire before we get to that point. New Order National Human Rights Organization, I believe we have a lane and I believe we have a position in the world in which we are to serve our community, and by serving our community, we are the protectors, we are the watchdogs, and we keep an eye out to make sure that as we awaken, that no one interferes with that awakening, and we do become to that point, like you said, Carla, where it's a blissful unification of all people. But like I said, there's a long stretch in between getting there and being.
You guys, we got 21 seconds, so we're going to have to wrap it up really quick. I'll give you 10 seconds, and then, Gerald, you can go ahead and wrap it up.
Okay. You're giving me 20 seconds, or you're giving John 20 seconds? You're giving me 20 seconds?
Well, John has 10 seconds now.
Go ahead, John. You got 10
John,
seconds, bro.
John is done. I want to turn it over to my CEO, Jerry Rose. I'm just calling in. Thank you, guys. It's a great show. I'm glad you're back. So, Gerald, I'm handing it to you, my brother.
Well, first of all, Carla, again, thank you again for reaching back out to me as far as doing this national platform. To my New Order family across this country, I just love you all. It's not I, it's we. It was a rough past weekend, Carla. My former, matter of fact, he should call into this show, Michael Johnson, my former vice president, passed away like a week ago, and we attended his funeral this past Saturday. So I have been kind of in a sad mood because he would have been on this phone call tonight, Carla, my former vice president. So it's been kind of rough right now. But, you know, we're going to continue to move on. You know, thank you again. Real Talk with Carla and Gerald. This is going to be – we might we learn to agree to disagree. But, you know, one thing that I know me and you, we are on the same accord on one platform
once we
go out to the community. Yeah. So I'm excited. And let's do this every 2 weeks. We know we're gonna.
Yeah.
This is gonna be the number one blog talk radio show. And like, I done met some people already. Somebody on a magazine entrepreneur, you know, filming.
Yeah.
This is the people that need to call in that we need to listen to. And I'm just excited about that. I can't wait till the 2 weeks from tonight. From now, I just can't wait.
Yeah, me too.
And
I'm
just
want
to give out some
it,
information
sure.
right quick. Right, our phone number.
Okay,
I'm sorry, it's 1-800-346-5138. Or you can visit our website at www.nonhro.org.
Yes, sir. And make sure you subscribe to receive alerts to our future shows so you can get that alert in your inbox when we schedule our next show. But definitely 2 weeks from tonight, right here, same station, same time, on EOTMradio.com. We're going to end with a song that Jared requested. But I want to say this quote that I think is profound, and it is, you and I are all as much continuous with the physical universe as a wave is continuous with the ocean. That's a quote by Alan W. Watts. And that is our time. Check out I'm a Long Time Coming. I'm by your boy, Sam Cooke, and this is per request of Gerald Rose. Good night, everybody.
I hear something saying,
where don't you know?
That's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, all day long they're saying, ah, 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 ah.
Well, don't you know
that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang. All day long they work so hard till the sun is going down. Working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away. Then you hear somebody say, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, can't you hear them saying, I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman, whom I love so dear. But meanwhile, I've got to work right here. That's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, all day long they're saying, my work is so hard, give me water, I'm thirsty, my work is so hard, oh, my.
heart.